your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM at 1 o'clock, the latest news now with Joanna Earle.
Celebrations are taking place as the Queen becomes Britain's longest reigning monarch. Kieran has more for the update.
Well, Her Majesty's marked the day by opening the new Borders Railway in Edinburgh and is now on a train journey through another part of Scotland. She's served for a total of 63 years and 216 days. Prime Minister David Cameron says she's carried out her duties to the highest standards possible.
Her Majesty exemplifies the unique combination of tradition and progress that has come to define us as a nation. She's been a rock of stability in an era in which our country has changed so much, providing an enduring focal point for all her people.
Tributes are being paid to the Queen here too. Viscount de Lisle is the Lord Lieutenant of Kent.
She has, through good times and bad, been an amazing figurehead for the nation. She has always been steadfast and true, and she dedicated herself to us all.
Over the years, Her Majesty's handed out hundreds of honours, including to former Kent and England cricketer Geraint Jones, who was given an MBE after winning the 2005 Ashes.
As a team, we all got to have a photograph, and then we went up in threes to get our award, and I was with Ashley Giles and Andrew Flintoff. She spoke to Freddie more than myself, but still, yeah, fantastic occasion, and very honoured to have the chance to meet her twice.
Events marking the milestone are being held up and down the country. In London, a flotilla of ships has set sail along the River Thames. Rob Coleman from West Malling is involved.
My role today is standing on the front of a vessel called the Haven Gore, and I'm standing there because I am the bars master to the Waterman Company. We've got four winners of the Dolly Parton Day standing on the Haven Gore, and I'll be at the front in blue.
Church bells have also been rung today, while a message will continue to scroll on London's BT Tower saying, "Long may she reign."
This is KMFM News.
A person has been hit by a train at Higham Station. Emergency crews, including the air ambulance, were called to the scene just before midday today. As you heard in the Travel with Jason, southeastern services through the area have been cancelled whilst investigations are carried out. Investigations are underway into an engine fire on a British Airways passenger plane in Las Vegas. More than a dozen people were hurt. An airport spokeswoman says it was dealt with quickly and safely.
We cannot express enough gratitude for the response performed this afternoon by our emergency response crews, as well as the in-flight crew from British Airways.
David Cameron's made clear that Britain will stick to its own approach in redistributing 160,000 migrants around Europe. The president of the European Commission suggested all EU states should agree to share the burden. Meantime, the mayor of Calais threatened to open the border so migrants camped there can travel to Kent unless the town's given €50 million to deal with the crisis. There are currently 3,500 migrants in the French town. Speaking through a translator to MPs, Natasha Bouchard says something must be done.
What I would like to ask for the British government to do is to put in some kind of measures to regulate the migratory flows so that they're on one hand in Calais and one hand in Kent, so that we are not taken hostage as Calais.
A homeless man's appeared in court and denied murdering his cousin in Gravesend. 29-year-old Danny Wallace was found dead at his flat in Gravesham Court in June. 24-year-old Travis May has been remanded in custody and will appear in court for a trial in November. And just hours after it was confirmed he's singing the new Bond theme, Sam Smith has been named Solo Artist of the Year at the GQ Awards. Lionel Richie got the Icon Prize, whilst James Corden was named TV Personality.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing, for all your home emergency plumbing needs. Visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
Kent windsurfer Bryony Shaw has been picked to represent Great Britain at next year's Rio Olympics. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, the 32-year-old from Tunbridge Wells, who won bronze in Beijing in 2008, is among eight athletes who've been selected across six of the 10 sailing events. Hannah Mills and Saskia Clark will team up again in the women's 470 class. And in the men's event, Luke Patience is joined by new partner, two-time world champion Elliot Elliot Willis. On to football now, and Wayne Rooney has become England's leading goal scorer. A penalty in their 2-0 win over Switzerland in a Euro 2016 qualifier last night was his 50th international goal, beating Sir Bobby Charlton's record. And Paula Radcliffe has hit back at blood doping claims, insisting she's no cheat. The three-time London Marathon winner says she's angry and upset, but says she will not be blackmailed by her accusers. It comes after a parliamentary investigation yesterday, which didn't name her but talked about London Marathon winners and medalists. Radcliffe says she's furious with what happened.
I really think it would have been normal for there to be a representative of the IAAF, considering how they were attacked in the hearing yesterday, and myself there, to be able to defend yourself if you were going to raise these questions.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.